Hello and welcome to the Crazy Kevin Show. Yes, that's me, Crazy Kevin. We've got lots of things coming up for you today. We've got the Golden Album of the Week, chatting to local businesses and chatting to local musicians as well. Lots and lots of stuff. Some fun as well, some jokes. Sit back, relax and enjoy. Well, not if you're driving, okay? Ha ha ha! Crazy Kevin with you. How you doing? It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's our business talk time, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Carol.
Now, Carol, whereabouts are we sat?
Bannockburn Cottage, part of our homestays.
I've got to say, it is absolutely beautiful and unique here, isn't it?
Well, we think so. We make it as English as possible so that people coming to stay, even if they come from overseas or anywhere in Australia, they can experience what it feels like to just walk into a home and feel at home.
So when you say homestays, what does it mean, homestays? You're not a hotel?
No, not a hotel. All you need when you walk in here is your food and alcohol. I think it's quite an English thing because, as you know, back in UK, a lot of people go on holidays, and it's usually the bank holiday around about August. And people are reluctant, aren't they, to leave their home and do something new. So going to a homestay where it feels like you're just going into another home, visiting a relative or something.
Well, that's what it's like, Carl. That's what the feel of it. It's not like going into a hotel where you've got everything's regimented and all that. You've got so many different knickknacks here, haven't you?
I put together a few bits and pieces that I like looking at. There's nothing in this room that irritates me, apart from the dust now and then. No, if I was sitting here having my morning tea or something like that, I wouldn't think to myself, oh, that'd have to come down off that shelf, or I don't like that window and I don't like those curtains. It's got to be something you feel completely at home with and smile when you look at it.
So you've got the lodge and the cottage. What's the difference between the two?
The lodge is a little bit more Australian design. So you've got your kitchen, lounge and dining room downstairs. A bit more kid-friendly too, because Mum can potter around in the kitchen and watch TV and keep an eye on the kids at the same time. The cottage is more English style. You've got your kitchen out the back there, like a scullery it used to be, and then you've got your lounge and dining together. So not necessarily all in the same room, so you can separate and do your own thing. Yeah, they're both kid-friendly, both pet-friendly. Lots of toys and teddy bears. For little children running around in their walkers and that, it's a bit safer in the lodge.
So how can people contact you then? If they've got friends coming out from wherever in the world, or even friends from around Australia, and they want a nice homely stay in Toowoomba, how can people contact you?
Websites, booking websites, bookings.com. We're on stays.com. We're on Airbnb, any of those sites. And we've also got our website, which is just bannockburnlodge.org. And you can then go through the gallery, have a look at all the photographs, and get an idea of how your family is going to fit in here, who's going to sleep where.
How many can you accommodate here?
Definitely 8 if they're couples, but we've had up to 10 in the cottage and we've had up to 8 in the lodge. That's where you've got families that don't mind camping out on a trundle bed or something like that. A blow-up mattress even. If you're like our family, you just muck in. Somebody sleeps on the settee, somebody sleeps on the trundle bed. Safely, 8 people in the cottage and 6 in the lodge.
And so if anybody's having a wedding around the Toowoomba area and they're bringing relatives and friends over, it's an ideal place, isn't it? Because whereabouts are you situated?
Right on Queen's Park, so you can see the Mother's Memorial Rose Garden from the front veranda. You can see the lake, the duck pond, the water fountain. You can even see a little bit of the CBD. We're that close. And round the corner, there's the huge area of Queen's Park, Botanic Gardens, Cobb & Co., Cafe Valletta, Park House Cafe. You can walk to everything, even the pub, which is why we bought this place in the first place.
What a beautiful business lady you are, Carol. It's crazy having talking to people all around the area. If you want to have a chat to me about your business or whatever, just give me a shout at crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Carol, and why is it called Bannockburn?
Because we're on the Caledonia estate, and that's Scottish, as you probably know. Bannockburn has been one of my favourite parts of Scottish history. It is the battle that freed Scotland from the English rule after 100 years. So to me, it's a place of freedom. It's a place of celebration.
Carol, once again, thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been fun.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones he'll play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK. Yeah!
Kevin's Golden Oldies. Kevin's Golden Oldies. Kevin's Golden Oldies.
Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Well, as you can tell, it's time for our Golden Album of the Week. And this week's Golden Album has been requested by Susan. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for sending the request. And she would like Fleetwood Mac Rumours. What a great album. Don't forget, if you want an album, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. We're going to start off with the actual first track on side A. Remember that, side A and side B of these albums. And this is Secondhand News. Fleetwood Mac, taken from the album Rumours. It's a Golden Album of the Week. Enjoy.
Do when times go bad. Power FM.
Ooh, that's the power of love.
1, 2, 3. Crazy
Kevin on Power FM.
It's Crazy Kevin out and about meeting musicians, bands from all over the Toowoomba region, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Matt Thompson.
Now, Matt, how long have you been playing music?
So I started playing music of all different kinds when I was about 6 years old. Played piano, guitar, harmonica, and singing since I was about 8 years old. But I gave the piano away for a little while because I got tired of playing classical music. And then during high school, I found the love for the piano when I discovered rock and roll.
Really? So you like rock and roll?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Fats Domino, Carl Perkins, Buddy Holly, the works. The whole lot of them, you know, they've all been a magnificent inspiration to what I do as a musician. Couldn't praise them enough for what they've done for musicians like myself.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to say, what sort of genres of music do you play? Do you like all sorts of music, but mainly rock and roll?
Mainly rock and roll. Look, I've found that a lot of my liking music has come from a lot of music from the 40s all the way through probably till about late 1970s, early 1980s. So country, blues, folk, sort of anything that's sort of singer-songwriters doing their own music has really inspired me, particularly the work from the Brill Building crew in the early 60s is where a lot of my love for music has come from over the years.
So do you play solo or do you play with bands?
Mostly I play by myself. Recently I've been involved with another group that's had a magnificent song out in the last couple of months, Anderson Lane. Their song Little Lies is on Spotify. You can find it anywhere. Just want to give a shout out to Cheryl here. She's done very well and she's hopefully going to have some more on the way very soon. But back to what I do on my own, a lot of it's just unplugged acoustic work, just me and my 12-string guitar and a harmonica. Mostly.
Amazing stuff, Matt. Now, how can people contact you?
So I've got Facebook, email, and I've also got a page where I post occasional videos of me covering other people's songs. I also write some of my own stuff. So if you feel like contacting me, just Matt Thompson on Facebook.
What are you going to play for us today, then?
Today I'm actually going to do a song that I'd first heard from a guy, an elderly gentleman, a couple of years ago, and it's taught me a lot of lessons in life about how you should always take time out of your own to listen to what someone else has to say. The song was written by Tom T. Hall. It's called Old Dogs and Children and Watermelon Wine.
We can't wait. Take it away.
How old do you think I am, he said? I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He has. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when men folk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him cleaning up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep and shady summertime of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
Power FM.
Ah, to the ESPECT. Just seated in Mount Zion.
Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
It's time for our second track off our golden album of the week, and it's Fleetwood Mac Rumours. The track I'm going to play for you now is Go Your Own Way. Now, a bit of background on this one. The song was written on a vacation in Florida in a house the band rented. By this point, the members of Fleetwood Mac were not getting along very well. Mick Fleetwood, the band's drummer, remembers the tense atmosphere during this time. It was hardly a vacation. Aside from the obvious unstated tension, I remember the house having a distinctly bad vibe to it, as if it were haunted, which did nothing to help matters. And that's where Lindsay played some of his stuff for the album. It was rough, but it was great, though the setting didn't do it justice. This is the second track. Big thank you once again to Susan for requesting Fleetwood Mac Rumours, and this is Go Your Own Way.
Crazy Kevin on the radio.
It's time for our third track from today's Golden Album of the Week, which is Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. And we're going to play Dreams for you. In the United States of America, Dreams reached the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100, the band's only number one single there. It sold over 1 million copies in Canada. Dreams also reached the number one on the RPM Top 100 Singles Charts. So this is our Golden Album of the Week, our third track. Don't forget, if you've got a golden album and you would like me to play it on Power FM, drop me an email to crazykevin@gmail.com. Here's Dreams from Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. Trying to find out the differences between men and women. Friendship among women. A woman didn't come home one night. The next morning, She told her husband that she had slept over at a friend's house. The man called his wife's 10 best friends. None of them knew anything about it. Now, friendships among men. A man didn't come home one night. The next morning, he told his wife that he'd slept over at a friend's house. The woman called her husband's 10 best friends. 8 confirmed that he'd slept over, and 2 said that he was still there. Hey, don't forget, have you got any jokes, any funny stories, whatever, drop me an email, crazykevinparafm@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Let's keep it going with the best music around here on Power FM. It's time for our fitness tip of the week. Now, I've got the lovely Sarah here with me from World Gym. How are you doing today, Sarah?
Fantastic. How are you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm great. Now, I'm looking forward to what the tip is today. Now, what foods do our bodies thrive off?
Well, Kevin, we have quite a list for you today. Our bodies thrive off ripe fruits and veggies, herbs and spices, root vegetables, lean meats and organ meats, fish and seafood, some nuts and seeds, a small amount of H and grades, and a small amount of dairy.
On the opposite side, what foods make our bodies unwell?
These are the ones we've got to look out for. You've got to look out for artificial flavourings, colourings and preservatives, and most importantly, refined or heavily processed foods.
So cut those out of your diet?
Not completely cut it out, just be mindful.
Well, there we go again. There's another great fitness tip from our Sarah from World Gym. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kevin.
Oh, is that the time? I've been enjoying myself so much on the Crazy Kevin Show here on Power FM. Well, it's time to go. We'll see you again soon, okay? Don't forget, if you want to contact me with any jokes, any information, any golden album of the week, or you'd like me to talk to you on a business interview or whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And so long, farewell. Does anyone know where I can get some good singing lessons, please? See ya!